This is Dr. Omoto directing a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient last name is Viano. V as in Victor, I A, N as in Nancy, O. First name is Pauline. P A U L I N E. Date of birth is September 19, 1942. Date of service is April 28, 2022. Referring provider is Michael Alper, A-L-P-E-R-M-D. Chief complaint, multiple medical issues that she wants to discuss. Subjective, this is a 79-year-old Caucasian female with history of chronic pain secondary to multiple arthritis issues who's here for in-person follow-up due to multiple issues that she wants to discuss, period. Number one, period. She is crying more frequently, and her primary care physician is suggesting doubling up on Celexa that she's taking, period. Celexa has been started a number of years ago by previous primary care doctor, and she's never taken anything other than Celexa, period. She's currently on Celexa 20 milligrams per day. Number two, period. She is complaining of worsening of the pain in her feet, right worse than the left, period. She sees a podiatrist every 6 weeks to help remove the calluses that developed under her metatarsal area, period. She also has amatol and bunion, especially worse on the right side, period. Number three, period. She is wondering because of the toe pain and hammer toe worsening, as well as some active psoriatic skin issues in her crack of the buttocks, as well as some scalp, she's wondering if she should increase the dose of Cosentyx, which is currently prescribed by the dermatologist, period. Her sed rate and CRP has been always normal, period. Next number is number four, period. She is also complaining about the right lower back pain, period. When she lies down, she has a bulge that she can feel, which feels like a bone, and she hurts there all the time, period. Number five, period. She's also complaining about acid reflux symptoms as a burning sensation and frequent burping, which also makes her acid to come up and make the pain worse, period. She is taking Protonix 40 milligrams per day, and she stopped taking sucralfate, which was originally prescribed by Dr. Wolf, W-O-L-F, when she was discovered to have a hiatal hernia, period. She said the sucralfate does not help with the pain, and taking Protonix 40 milligram once daily seems to help somewhat, but she still needs Tums to help alleviate the symptoms, period. She is already elevating the bed of her head, and last meal is about 4 to 5 hours prior to going to bed, period. Next, she was prescribed prednisone 30 milligrams per day, tapering over 9 days because of her severe left neck pain up in February, period. She said that her upper back and neck pain has not completely gotten better, but was helped by the prednisone, period. Past medical history, psoriatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, next hypothyroidism, next fibromyalgia, next coronary artery disease, next macular degeneration, next osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, medication Cosentyx, next Celexa 20 milligrams per day, next levothyroxine 25 milligrams per day, next Gen 5 Brazil, next niacin, next Protonix, next Tylenol, Next, flex oil as needed. Next, citrazine. Next, CoQ10, comma, D3, comma, fish oil, comma, multivitamin, adult, comma, calcium, comma, magnesium, comma, zinc, comma, Dulcolax. Review of system for template. Please change your joint to per subjective. Objective. In general, patient alert and oriented, comma. She appeared to have lost some weight since I saw her in person last time, period. Extremities pre-modified. She has severe hamartoe deformity and bunion on the right foot, period. There are multiple calluses under the metatarsal area on the sole of the foot, period. Left foot has mild bunion and hamartoes on the third, fourth, and fifth digit, period. Please change the joint. Patient has bony prominences on the right aspect of the sacrum, period. Diagnostic data dated April 20, 2022. Her CBC, CMP are essentially normal, period. Her ESR is less than 3. I'm sorry. Her ESR is 9, comma. C-reactive protein is less than 3.0, which is stable and normal, period. Impressionable one, psoriatic arthritis and psoriasis on Cosentyx, comma. She still has residual psoriasis, and she is wondering if her increasing joint pain and foot abnormality is because of the active psoriatic arthritis, period. Number two, bilateral foot pain with hammer toe deformity and bunions, period. But it does not appear to have active synovitis on exam, period. Next, right lower back pain near the sacrum, period. There is some bony prominence on the right side compared to the left, period. Next, acid reflux, comma, not well controlled. Next, depression on Celexa, comma, appear to be not well controlled, period. Recommendation number one. She would inquire changing Cosentyx dose or changing the therapy for better coverage of the psoriasis, which may also improve her status of psoriatic arthritis, period. However, her fed rate and CRP are normal, period. There is no active sign of synovitis either, period. Next. For her right lower back pain near the sacrum, comma, I would order x-ray to better visualize the bone structure there, period. Next. For her depression, comma, since she has never been on anything other than Celexa, comma, I'd like to change the therapy to Cymbalta, 30 milligram per day, comma, eventually going up to 60 milligram per day, period. I hope to help her with the chronic pain issues with the Cymbalta as well, period. Next, for her acid reflux, comma, I had advised her to follow up with the gastroenterologist, as it is important to control her acid reflux to avoid further complication from chronic acid reflux and esophagitis, period. Next. For her bilateral feet pain with hammer toes, comma, I have suggested her to try metatarsal bars to change the pressure point in her feet, period. Next. She has also mentioned that she was suggested to have Fosamax for her osteoporosis by her previous primary care doctor who is no longer in town, but Fosamax may potentially worsen the esophagitis, so I would wait on her to see a gastroenterologist to see if acid reflux can be better controlled, period. Next, I would call patient with the results of the x-ray to decide on the next care, period. This is the medication.